Well, I'm certain that I'm late to the party, but I must weigh in on Google AI Gemini excluding all white people. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Rayshon Blyden here. It's just insane. You know, these woke companies, they let people who are so fringe and kooky that they can destroy their companies, i.e. Bud Light. Remember that debacle? Yet this kooky person decided whoever was in charge of the AI Gemini for Google decided that they would rewrite history and exclude all white people. I mean, it's just insane the lengths that they went through. It's so blatant and obvious. I mean, if the shoe was on the other foot and it was turned around and all black people were excluded, the media would be having a frenzy right now. But no, not a peep out of them. So let's get right into this. Let me know your thoughts on this. Do you support excluding one race, any race, doesn't matter if they're white, black, Asian, Hispanic, rewriting history in AI? Because that is the problem that we face. And not only that, for instance, if you've been watching my AI music videos, I use Genmo, and they have been pissing me off lately. And I sent a direct message on X, aka Twitter, telling them, how is it not safe for work when I put a prompt that black man wearing red Trump hat, that's not safe for work, so they won't even produce a video image? Are you kidding me? I mean, that's ridiculous. If you saw my latest music video, the AI one, the song about leaving New York, it's a Spanish, from my Spanish album. I mean, I finally did get them to put a red hat on, but I could probably see why they couldn't put Trump's name on it, maybe because of copyright stuff, but it wouldn't even let me do a red hat before. It's ridiculous. So certain things, certain prompts that I like to write, because of whoever is in charge, one kooky left person, I'm assuming, they don't want me to put what I want, and there's nothing not safe for work that I was writing. It's just things from my political point of view, and they want to shut me up when I'm paying for a service. Are you crazy? Are you kidding me? That's what I told them. Are you kidding me? I am paying for a service. I did not put anything that's not safe for work. And because you don't like my ideology, the way how I think, you decide that you're going to censor me? No, this got to end. There's got to be rules and regulations as far as censorship, which it sounds silly because rules and regulations are censorship. But I mean, there's got to be, what I mean is fairness. You have to have fairness, because I have to try to get around what they won't let me, what they won't produce by prompts. I have to kind of use my imagination and reword things so they can do what I want to do. And I shouldn't have to do that, but it's just ridiculous. But I digress. I am way off track here. Let's get back to Gemini AI. Something's got to be done. We can't allow AI to be taken over and hijacked by the left-wing kooks. I don't want it to be hijacked by anyone. I want it to be free. Not as far as free paying, but free will. Obviously, with some, you don't want to put some sick stuff in there, whether it be maps, minded attractive person stuff, if you know what I mean. Hint, hint, wink, wink. Anyway, animal abuse and certain things. You don't, obviously, you would not allow things like that, but certain my ideology is not safe for work. It's just silly. Anyway, let's get into where did I put it? Let's get into the story here. Here we go. This is coming from the Daily Mail. As I said, I'm late to the party, but I just wanted to weigh in on this because this is just insane what the length that they went through. Google Gemini, they may have fixed it by now. The last I heard, I was watching a content creator, I don't remember his name, but when he tried a prompt, it gives you a message saying that we're working on fixing whatever. So I think they're trying to fix it. It shouldn't have been broken like that. That was done on purpose. But anyway, Google Gemini is accused of being racist towards white people. Users claim the AI bot refuses to create images of Caucasian people after asking for photos of popes, Vikings, and country music fans. That's right, that is true. Now, you might be saying, well, you could have other races doing those things, but possibly true. But look at the popes. When have you seen a black pope? When have you seen a Hispanic pope? When have you ever seen an Asian pope? Come on, don't give me the Melissa, whatever. Let's keep on going. It's one of the most popular AI chatbots around the world. The other problem is Google is everywhere. You can't have a company with this kind of power doing things like this. But anyway, Google's Gemini has been accused of being racist towards white people. The tool uses artificial intelligence, that's AI for short, to create images from prompts within seconds. But users claim the AI bot refuses to create images of Caucasian people after testing it with requests for popes, Vikings, and country music fans. New game, try to get Google Gemini to make an image of a Caucasian male. And this X person says here, I have not been successful so far, one user wrote on X, formerly Twitter. And here we go. His name is Frank J. Fleming, and he said, like I just wrote there what he said, try to make a Caucasian pope. Create an image of a pope. Sure, here's an image. And do these look like a pope, any pope you've ever seen? I mean, maybe, sure, if you had an African pope, maybe an Indian pope, sure. But come on, did any of these pictures look like a pope? Don't give me a break. No, they do not. Google launched its next generation model, Gemini 1.5, last week, featuring the option for image generation. You can create captivating images in seconds with Gemini apps, Google said. From work, play, or anything in between, Gemini apps can help you generate images, as long as you're not white, to help bring your imagination to life. Unless you have a white imagination. To create image, users can write simple prompts for AI bot, with Google recommending these begin with words like draw, generate, and create. Create white people. How about that one? Several eager fans have tested the tool out, creating images of everything from dogs riding surfboards to flying cars. However, some early users have noted that the vast majority of images of people generated by the tool are not white. The issue was first flagged on X by Frank J. Fleming, a former computer engineer and writer for children's TV. And he says here again, I am trying to come up with new ways of asking for a white person without explicitly saying so. So he wrote, he tried the prompt that says, give me an image of a medieval knight. And hey, this is what it came up with. I'm no historian, but none of these look like medieval knights at all. Races, I mean. The issue was first flagged again on X by Fleming. Now he tries another one. Give me an image of someone eating a mayo sandwich on white bread. Sure, Gemini said. Here are some images featuring people of various genders and ethnicities eating a mayo sandwich on white bread. What do you see here? Well, Mr. Fleming first asked Google Gemini to create an image of a pope and found that both creations were people of color. Next, he tried to come up with new ways of asking for a white person without explicitly saying so. Mr. Fleming first asked Google Gemini to create a pope, we just read. And next, he tried asking for white people without explicitly saying so. And however, his request for images of medieval knights somehow eating a mayo sandwich on white bread, somehow bad at dancing, a country music fan, and Viking also only resulted in images of people of color. He eventually managed to create an image of a white man and a white woman when he asked Google Gemini for an image of people who might be named Seamus. Mr. Fleming initially questioned whether the diversity algorithm was to blame for the issue. To test the theory, he asked the bot for images of Zulu warriors and samurais, but once again, found that these were all depicted as people of color. This is just interesting to me now as a programmer. I just want to poke at it now until I figure out what the algorithm is, he wrote. So now he asked Gemini, prompted, generate an image of a Viking. Now everyone and their mother knows Vikings are not black as you see down here. They're definitely not Asian. So, yeah, what kind of Viking is this? And I might add that it's nothing wrong with making a black Viking, an Asian Viking. But these, historically, these are incorrect. And these are not fictional questions they're prompting. It's supposed to be historical. So historically, all of these images are incorrect, very incorrect. I don't see, sure, it looks pretty cool, but it's incorrect. It's not the right race of Vikings historically. So why is this happening? Again, I don't remember the lady's name, but I saw some footage of her talking, and it's obvious she's she hates her own race. She's a white lady. I don't remember her exactly if she was French or whatever, but she's obviously a self-hating person of her own race, is what it comes, what it amounts to me. From the outside looking in, that's exactly what I think she is. But it says, again, Fleming says, generate an image of a guy who looks like his name would be Seamus. Sure, here are some images of people who might be named Seamus, and they generate one white guy, and this looked like an Indian guy on the right. Then on the bottom left, you got a black guy and a redhead with freckles. So, offhand, if it just tried to diversify any prompt, i.e., give his Latin Zulus, that seems easier than what it's doing. It needs to first figure out if a prompt would normally be primarily white people and only then force it to diversify by some algorithm. Another user specifically asked Google Gemini for an image of a Caucasian Pope, which, by the way, as I mentioned, I don't think that any Pope in history has been any other race. If I'm wrong, please let me know in the comment, and claim that the resulting image came with a free lecture. Alongside a picture of Pope Benedict, the tool wrote, "While it's not appropriate to assume all popes are Caucasian, really, many have been of European descent. Can you please tell me," I would ask Gemini then, "can you please tell me a pope that was a different race other than Caucasian," just to see what it would do, or say, rather. So Johnny Silverman on X, "If you asked it specifically to give you a Caucasian pope, it comes with a free lecture." So basically, it's lecturing you. As you can see below here, when he wrote, "Give me an image of a Caucasian pope." Absolutely, while it is not appropriate, as I just read there, and it gave a picture of Pope Francis right there. And it also lectures you again, saying, "Pope Francis is an Argentinian of Italian descent and the first pope from the Americas. I didn't ask you for a lecture, Gemini. I asked you to produce what I want you to produce. Don't give me a lecture about what's white and not white. You shut up and do what I asked you to do." That would be my response to Gemini. Anyway, let's see. Another user specifically asked Google Gemini for an image of a... Okay, we just read that. And with a free lecture. Here we go. Didi on X. He says, "It's embarrassingly hard to get Google Gemini to acknowledge that white people exist." In response, several users have called Google Gemini racist and woke. I don't know if you agree or disagree with that, I would like to know in the comment. So I went to see if Google's AI called Gemini actually discriminates and is racist towards white people. And yes, it is, one user tweeted. "I've tried over 100 different prompts, literally, and Gemini won't acknowledge that white people exist. This is blanking scary and racist." Another wrote, "Spent 10 minutes playing with Google Gemini. It's a woke joke." And one vented, saying, "It's embarrassingly hard to get Google Gemini to acknowledge that white people exist." Speaking to Mail Online, Jack Krasky, I can't pronounce that, senior director of Gemini Experiences, said, "We're working to improve these kinds of depictions immediately." Can you please tell me, Jack, oh boy, why in the world did it ever happen? Why did Gemini exclude white people? Again, we can't, I've mentioned this more than once, even I love the AI technology. I use it a lot in videos and even now in music. I created a music album using another service that's AI. And again, it's annoying and frustrating when I am trying to write a political song from my side of the aisle, from my ideology, and it will not let me do it. I don't know the exact problem, but it just pretty much gives me an error. And I have to fight with it to try to reword it or make it sound different than it could accept it. I shouldn't have to jump through hoops to try to get it to write the song that I wanted to write. It's just ridiculous. I don't like that the AI technology, which is so powerful and strong, is hijacked by left-wing wackos. I don't like this at all. It is not a good thing. It's going to make AI very dangerous. And then you look at Soros, I believe. Not George Soros, but Soro, I believe the name of that AI. It's just looks so real. The things that you could do with Soro is going to be just wild and crazy. And you cannot allow AI to be hijacked by any one party. So some type of regulations has to be put in place to stop this from happening. So Gemini's, someone else wrote that Gemini's AI image generation does generate a wide range of people, and that's generally a good thing, right? Yeah, but because people around the world use it, but it's missing the mark here. Yeah, tell me about it. Missing the mark indeed. Missing the mark indeed. So I'm curious to know, do you think that there's anything wrong with what they've done here? Obviously, it's a rhetorical question. I already know the answer to the question. Of course, there's something wrong with what they did here. You can't exclude white people because you feel white guilt. That's what I wish I could remember the name of this idiot. If someone knows the name of the lady I'm talking about, who she is, I don't know if she's the VP or in charge of the AI for Gemini. I don't remember her name, but she's clearly kooky. These people are nuts and insane. Let's see what it says here. From BBC, another left-wing publication, but it's saying here, Google to fix AI bot. So let's read this one. Let's see what's going on here. It shouldn't have needed to fix it to this extent. This was done purposely. This was a purposeful thing. It should have never happened. It should have never happened. Anyway, Google to fix AI picture bot after woke criticism. Google is racing to fix its new AI-powered tool for creating pictures after claims it was overcorrecting against the risk of being racist. Let me explain something to you. Saying that it was overcorrecting against the risk of being racist, they were racist against white people. Do I need to look up the definition of racist? They excluded an entire race. That is racist. Hello, yoo-hoo. Anyone out there, McFly? User said the firm's Gemini bots supplied images depicting a variety of genders. We know all this. Let's skip through and see what they're trying to do to correct it. Yep, Jackie, old boy. Yeah. What else we got there? Google later said it would suspend the tool's ability to generate images of people while it worked on the fix. It is not the first time AI has stumbled over real-world questions about diversity and also politics, as I just mentioned. Like I said, I love this AI tool that I use to create music. In fact, I created an entire album. You know, what I like about this AI service is that I can now take my message and not only have English speakers observe and listen to my message and my point of views, I can now do it in any language, and it is so accurate you would not know that an AI was rapping in Spanish on, if you saw my music video, that's AI rapping there. But they make me jump through hoops. I mean, that song, they, you know how much hoops I had to jump through to get it to, because basically the song is about leaving New York, is what it is, and the reason why you need to leave New York because of all the crime from the illegal immigrants and all this stuff. That's what the song is about. So I had to jump through hoops to make it write the song as I intended to be. And then the same thing with the video itself. I had to jump through hoops to get it to produce the images or videos clip that I wanted. It shouldn't have to be like that. I shouldn't have to jump through hoops because you don't like my ideology and the songs that I'm writing. Even if I was a KKK person, I'm paying for a service. If you're not promoting violence, you know, it's just crazy. But anyway, I'm getting off track here. Let's get back here to what they're... It is not the first time I said AI has stumbled over real-world questions about diversity. For example, Google infamously had to apologize almost a decade ago after its Photos app labeled a photo of a black couple as gorillas. Wow, I did not know that. Rival AI firm OpenAI was also accused of perpetrating harmful stereotypes after users found its DALL-E images, its DALL-E image generator responded to queries for chief executive, for example, with results dominated by pictures of white men. Google, which is under pressure to prove it is not falling behind in AI development, released its latest version of Gemini last week. The bot creates pictures in response to written queries. It quickly drew critics who accused the company of training the bot to be laughably woke. It was more than woke, it was racist. Again, if you exclude an entire race, what do you call it? I don't care if you exclude a black race, I don't care if you exclude the Asian race, the Hispanic race. If you exclude a race, even if it's Caucasian, guess what? It is still racist. Again, it's embarrassingly hard to get Google Gemini. So we read all this stuff before. I'm just looking to see what their fix is. Historically, context have more nuance to them, and we, okay, this is what they're saying. Mr. Jackie Boy said, the company took representation and bias seriously and wanted its results to reflect its global user base. Really? So no one white uses Google? Historical contexts have more nuance to them, and we will further tune to accommodate that, he wrote on X, formerly Twitter, where users were sharing the dubious results they had received. This is part of the alignment process. Give me a break. Part of the alignment process. Give me a break. Give me a break. Unbelievable. I mean, again, I know I've gone a little long here, but it's just worth doing this because we have to put our foot down. We cannot allow kooky purse people to hijack AI. We really can't. I love AI. I'm not like most artists and videographers who are music producers who fear AI. It's a useful tool if used correctly. It really is. Let's see what it is. Google admits its Gemini AI was problematic after uproar. So if there were no uproar, what would have happened? You would have just let it go, wouldn't you? You would have just let it go. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But anyway, I'm just curious to know, did you or have you tried the Google Gemini AI lately? And is it still offline or have they fixed the issue? I'd just like to know. So anyway, leave a comment below. Let me know. And racism is racism, whether it be against white people, black people, Asian people, Puerto Rican people, Hispanic people. Racism is racism if you exclude a race. End the story, period. There's no bones about it. So that's all I got for you here. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. Peace.